Hello, I'm Glenn Losanto. I'm here at Big Data Week speaking to Duncan Ross. Now, Duncan, I think you've got a bit of a unique angle on data. We've heard a lot of people talking about the commercial use of data. What about charities?
Well, I'm here representing DataKind, and DataKind is convinced that the big data revolution we're seeing in the commercial space should also be applied to charities, and that if we can do that, there's a real hope for shifting the needle for charitable organisations in their goal to do good in the world.
So what difficulty do charities have with data? Is it affording it? Is it understanding it? Is it knowing what to do with it? Or is it all of the above?
It can be all of the above. I mean, their first problem is getting hold of it, when they've got hold of it, understanding what it means, and having the resources and skills to do that. And there's a real opportunity on the other side for people whose jobs may focus around, you know, improving churn rates by 0.2% to actually take their skills for the public good.
So how practically will DataKind help charities with big data?
So we work through a couple of different approaches. We do what we call data dives, which are data-focused weekend events where we work with volunteers and with charities. And those are usually a good first step. Then we look to longer-term projects that with what we call the data core, volunteers who can put in longer-term projects. And that's where we see the real value coming about. We're also looking to work with corporations to help them improve the focus of their corporate social responsibility programs, and also with Parliament and with influencers to actually help them understand why data should be a core part of charities and the work that they do.
And the $64 million question, who's paying for all this?
Well, we get largely doing this through the volunteer time of people involved in DataKind. We look for sponsorship, obviously, but we're a not-for-profit. We're out there to actually energize the community and get the community to work on behalf of charities.
And apart from the obvious Google search, how do people find DataKind?
Datakind.org.uk. We also have a meetup group, and you can follow us at DataKind UK on Twitter.